Lord be with you all. It is good to be back with you again. So nice to see all of you here today. When you first hear it, our gospel today sounds like nothing more than Jesus using this occasion of a banquet he attended to talk about social graces. Be a humble guest and a generous host. But we are told this is a parable, an illustration of something more, something deeper. We could say it this way: the kingdom of God is like a wedding feast. In the ancient Near East, there was no party bigger than a wedding feast. The festivities could last for a whole week. There was food, there was fun, there was frolic, just like Rally Day. There was plenty for everybody. So it's no wonder that in the Bible, a wedding feast becomes a recurring picture of God's kingdom, of God's grace. And here's the point. Just who do we think we are in God's kingdom? Where do we think we stack up? Jesus says, when you are invited to a wedding feast, what do we do with that divine invitation? Now, this, after all, is not just any wedding feast. It is the invitation to the best party ever. It is really an invitation to life that is life indeed. How do we receive it? Well, for starters, some people don't know there's an invitation. Maybe they're in denial, but for them, there is no party. And we could call these people the estranged. Estranged from God, perhaps even from other people. You know, there's a lot of loners out there. And I think of the millennial generation, those between the ages of 23 and 38. A recent poll reveals that 30% of them, 30% say that they are lonely. 27% say they have no close friends, and 22% say they have zero friends. That's not that their friends are zeros, that's a whole other problem. It's that they truly have zero friends. Is the church today are not estranged, in fact, maybe the opposite, we'll call them the entitled. Those who not only feel entitled to be guests, but they compete for places of honor. You know, seating order at parties was a big deal in biblical times. It's exactly what Jesus saw that day. The Pharisees, you know, could be like that. I'm here because I'm entitled. I've earned it. I've earned my spot. In fact, I've earned a spot of honor. In our day, it can be a person's position or their power or prosperity that gives them a sense of entitlement. It can also be victimhood, which some assume confers automatic righteousness on the victimized. Entitlement. We all know people who reflect these different qualities. We've all known people who are estranged. We've all known somebody who think that they have earned what they've gotten in life. And we've certainly known people who feel entitled, either because of their victories or because of their victimization. But the common thread in all these people is this: they all make lousy guests. They're lousy because of what sin does to us. Sin makes downers of us. It makes us unfit for the best party ever, which is life with God. And so just imagine a party filled with estranged people, with loners, with earners, with the entitled, and with victims. Sound like fun to you? And that's us. Because we're all sinners, we've all brought some of that into the church. Is it any small wonder that outsiders are not always quick to want to join our party? There really is only one way to enter this party, only one way lousy guests can become good guests. Verse 10, when you are invited, go and sit in the lowest place. Humility is the only way to come to the party of God. Humility because in reality we bring nothing. Humility because your invitation and mine are sheer gifts of God's amazing grace, even if we sit in the lowest seat. But there's more. The lowest seat, you see, guarantees ultimate honor because those who sit there will hear these words. They will hear these words. Friend, move up higher. He who humbles himself will be exalted. That's what happens to good guests. And so as Christians, we esteem others more important than ourselves. We do not grasp for honor, but humble ourselves. We serve others, sometimes even unto martyrdom. And if that sounds like Jesus, it is. Philippians 2 says that just what Jesus did was that, even though he was in the form of God. Makes sense, doesn't it? Because Jesus is literally the life of our party. It's his wedding. He's the bridegroom. He's the host. But Jesus is also the good guest who came and took the lowest place. He humbled himself even unto death on a cross. Humiliation before exaltation. Your invitation to the party, dear brothers and sisters, was written in his blood. All expenses paid, all sins forgiven, all things made ready. But if you're like me, you need some constant reminders to live in humility. In his treatise, The Bondage of the Will, Luther said, "A man cannot be thoroughly humbled until he comes to know that his salvation lies utterly beyond his powers, counsel, endeavors, will, and works, and depends absolutely on the pleasure, counsel, will, and work of another, namely God alone. For if man, convinced that he is able to do the least thing towards his own salvation, retains confidence in himself and does not utterly despair of himself, he is not humble before God." That's the basis for humility, that everything we receive is gift. And in humility, we become hosts ourselves, especially to those who need an invite. But Jesus says, when you give a banquet, then, don't invite your friends and relatives and rich neighbors, but go and find the poor, the crippled, lame, and the blind. Now, he's not saying that when you throw a party, you can't invite your peeps. He is implying that we imitate God, showing grace to those who can't earn or deserve the invitation. Beloved, this is the role of the church, the bride of Christ. And if we are good hosts, church will not grow more apart from our community. Just the opposite. We will grow closer so that in 10 years, 15 years, we actually look more like our community as we go out and invite others in. Good guests make good hosts. So continue to learn of God's grace in Christ and walk in humility. May the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.